latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Manchester City headlines, beginning with the news that manager Pep Guardiola has not ruled out staying at Manchester City longer than his three-year contract. The former Barcelona and Bayern Munich manager insisted that if he is happy at the Etihad, he would remain longer than his current deal. But he told a news conference ahead of the Premier League clash with Tottenham that it may not be his choice if the club decide to get rid of him. He said, "I am so happy here, so I'm not thinking about will it be just 3 years. When I decided to say goodbye to Barcelona and Bayern Munich, I decided in the last year, I said, okay, it's enough. I can stay more or less. Less, I know, will happen, depends on the results, or if the chairman is not happy with me or our job. That can always happen, but if they are happy with me, I can stay that period, and I am happy, and they are happy. Why not stay longer?" Meanwhile, Ilkay Gundogan has been speaking about life under Pep Guardiola at Manchester City. The German moved to City for £20 million at the start of June, joining from Borussia Dortmund. He's shone since given a chance to play. Guardiola was desperate to sign Gundogan, having observed him closely in Germany during his time at Bayern. And the 25-year-old midfielder admits he has a good relationship with the City boss. He said, "We have a very good relationship, and I just try to learn from him, and he just tries to teach me and show me how I can improve and do better. I think we are both enjoying it. I knew his style of football before at Barcelona and also at Bayern Munich because I played against them, so I was quite sure it would fit my style very well." Finally today, Jose Mourinho and Pep Guardiola could be set to intensify their rivalry by facing off for the signature of Real Madrid midfielder Toni Kroos. That's according to reports in Spain. The Manchester United and City coaches both see the German as the ideal next addition to their teams. They will have to persuade him to leave Real, however, with the European champions planning to offer him a new contract until 2020.